you for downloading this message from our Father's house.
He's writing here, the word of the Lord. I have set watchmen. Everybody say watchmen. I have set watchmen up on thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, there's three words that I want you to see here. Keep not silence. Verse 7. And give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Father, for your presence and your spirit. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for a vision. We thank you for revival. We thank you for awakening. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for souls that are going to be saved. Father, we ask now you add your blessing to your word. Let it speak to us. Let it challenge us in Jesus' name. And everyone in the room says, amen. God is calling watchmen. You know, I know a lot of people is probably interested in what, you know, what's being said from pulpits today and what's going to be said from this pulpit about the most recent decision by our nation and our Supreme Court justices. And listen, I told the people on Wednesday night, you know, ever since sin came into the world, there's darkness. And there's a battle between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Amen. And when we have leaders in our nation's capital, that are listening and heeding to the word of the Almighty God, and then the kingdom of light is going to be ruling in our nation. When people that are listening to darkness, amen, when people that are ruled by darkness, but here's the deal, I don't want you to miss this, but we can still be kingdom people. We can still walk in light. We can still have light in our homes. We can still have light in our church. We can still have light in our region. And I'm gonna tell you this, listen to me. If we are watchmen and if we are people of God, the light that we bring to this world will dispel the darkness. You better hear me. The enemy is coming for our children. The enemy is coming for our nation. You know, listen, the problem today is we, can I just preach you the truth this morning? We have too many churches that want people to leave feeling good and feeling all gooey and ooey and comfortable with a smile on their face when the world is in trouble and there's darkness on every hand and people are dying and going to a devil's hell. We better wake up and realize that if we don't put some light in this world, if we don't open our voices and begin to proclaim the word of God, it's one thing. I'm going to tell right now, God's just going to wreck me in this word this morning. It's one thing to come in here and lift our voices, but it's another thing to get out there and lift your voice. Amen. We better pray. What do we need to do? Come on, somebody say it. What do we need to do? And when we get through praying, what we need to do? Come, when we get through then, what we need to do? We need to pray, we need to pray. And the Lord says this. A lot of people are complaining about what happened. But listen, the Lord says, if you're not going to pray, just shut up and stop complaining. Don't criticize if you're not going to pray. Amen? All right, I'll try to be good. Watchmen, keep not silence when you remind God of his promises until they come to pass. Luke 18:1 says, men always ought to pray and not to faint. Amen. We need our eyes open that we can see him. God is calling watchmen. The enemy's trying to get a foothold in the door. The scripture says, sin is lying. You know what? It's no longer lying at the door. It's coming and sitting on the couch. Amen. Do y'all love me? I'm going to challenge you. Every great revival, if you studied any great revival, it came about as a result of prayer. Now, if you're looking for the problem, Lord help me, Jesus. The problem with the church today is the church is trying to win a popularity contest. The church wants everybody to like them. Listen, the prophets of old weren't accepted. Let me tell you something. Smith Wigglesworth was not liked in his day. We celebrate this man because he did what we won't do. I said we celebrate him and we idolize him because he did what we won't do. He did what we talk about doing. But the thing is, the day that he was here, nobody liked him. I said, nobody liked him because you guess what? He told them the truth. How many's ever read any of his books? And how many's ever watched any video? I'm about to blow up. You're going to have to help me here. The thing is, he told them the truth. And God says, you know, God's challenged me. And again, we've preached so much word here, guys. We've preached in the last whatever months or years, we've preached so much word. And God has spoken so many things to us. And he's filled us up with his word. But God is saying it's time to do some action. It's time to start taking heed to what we have heard and start putting these things into action. I was watching a video by Lester Summerall. I'm still talking about watchmen. We need to be watchmen for our homes. Men, you need to rise up and be watchmen for your homes. The enemy's trying to creep in. Gosh, I'm not a, you guys know me, I'm not a legalistic preacher. But there's so much garbage on our television. Come on, man. And there's so much junk in the computers. The most ungodly filth known to man is just a click away. Amen? Are y'all with me? I was watching a video by Les. You know, we need to get angry. We need some holy indignation. You know what? 3%. 3% of this nation's population, 3% homosexual lifestyle, 3% got this thing passed. And we complain about it, but what are we doing as a church? What are we doing? First of all, are we praying? And second, are we opening a voice? Has anybody voiced their opinion anywhere that it counts? You know, it don't do any good to complain to each other. Yes, and social media and Facebook and all these other things. You know what? You know what? This 3% got unified. And if 3% got unified, guess what? One woman took prayer out of schools. One woman got prayer taken out of schools. Amen. And the church sits back. Oh, can I preach to you this morning? We sit back and say, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord. It's all I ever need. Just let me feel good in the house of God. Just let me come to church and get a good feeling. But the enemy's taking a stronghold in our land. And if we're not careful, he'll come right into our homes. Amen. Is this all right? I know I'm not preaching a message to make you feel good, but I'm feeling like the Lord is speaking to us. God has wrecked me for prayer. You know, when you get to a place to where, and I don't want to sound arrogant, when you get to a place to where you'd rather be home praying than in church. Amen. Are y'all with me? Do you love me? So what we got to do? Come on, say it again. What we got to do? Come on, say it again. You better start praying at home. You better start praying at home. All right, I'm going to try to preach this word. Judgment begins at the house of God. God has to get his church right before he can bring revival to the world. Amen? Let me say this. Don't blame secular humanism for what the church isn't doing. Don't blame secular humanism for what we aren't doing. What's the scripture say? To him that knows to do good and does not do it, it is what? Now, you know, you heard Joe Farmer say, don't judge other people because they sin different than you. Okay, if we know to do good and don't do it, then what is it? If we know to pray and we don't pray, if we know to read our Bibles and we don't read our Bibles, if you haven't read your Bible since last Sunday, shame on you. If you haven't prayed since last Sunday, shame on you. Amen. How do we expect? Come on, is anybody with me this morning? You know what? I have a vision, folks, and I'm telling you, this vision is alive and well. We've stuck this thing out here, and there was a time there's a lot of times that I was ready to just to walk out that door and say this thing just ain't going to happen. But the Lord said, don't abort. And God gave me a word and said, don't abort. And we stuck this thing out and we have a vision. And I'm telling you what, revival is going to be alive and well here in Bell County, Kentucky. And I'm speaking right now that God's just waiting for a people that's going to come into alignment with his word and in agreement with what his plan is and what his will. He's just waiting for a people. And I think we have found that people, and revival is going to explode in this region. This little building we're building over here is not going to be big enough to hold the people. Is anybody with me? Oh, we're going to see cancers healed. We're going to see limbs grow. We're going to see blinded eyes open. We're going to see deaf ears unstopped. Is anybody with me? We're going to see hundreds and thousands of souls. People are going to come to this region. God has had this region marked for years, and he's waiting for a people. Will we be that people? Will we be the people that says, God, we're going to pray, and we're going to fast, and we're going to seek your face until you show up in a way that we've never seen you before? Is anybody with me? If you're with me, say amen. He's calling us to a life of faith. It's time to hold on to the promises of God until they come to pass. I'm calling forth every prophetic word that's ever been spoken over this region. I'm calling it forth. Ducey, I'm calling it forth. I know you know some of them. We're calling them forth in Jesus' name. Amen. What's been seen in this valley is going to come to pass in Jesus' name. Will somebody come into agreement? Listen. Don't get discouraged. We're right for revival. I said we're right for revival. When darkness starts to creep in, that's when God does his best work. God says, let me show you what I can do. Let me just give me a people that's yielding to the spirit of the living. I'm about to blow up. Just let me show you what I can do. You see, the world thinks they're winning, but God's still in control. And God's still got a people. God's still got a remnant. God's still got a people that says, I still believe that God is on the throne and he's in control. Is anybody in this room that still believes? Do you still believe? Oh, hallelujah. Do you still believe? Do you still believe that Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt? Do you still believe that they crossed the Red Sea and Egypt drowned in the Red Sea? Pharaoh and his armies drowned. Do you still believe that David killed that giant with a stone? Come on, do we believe this book or not? If we don't believe it, let's just go home and start some kind of social club. If we don't believe this book, amen. Do y'all love me? We got to believe. We got to call forth the promises of God. The church of today oftentimes is, you know, we say it's God when it's things that the Kiwanis Club could do. And we give God credit for it. Amen. I mean, he's ready to see demonic spirits cast out. I get tired of these spirits of infirmity. Is anybody going to stand with your pastor? Your pastors, we're in unity. Trust me. We're a team. We're a team, and we're together, and God's called us to be watchmen. All right, let's go. A watchman watched for two things. One thing he watched for was a coming enemy. He stood on the wall and he watched for a coming enemy. Oh, glory. He watched for an enemy that would come into the camp. Parents, watch. These spirits want to attach themselves to your children. Oh, I wish I could really, wish I really had time to. The spirit of drug addiction, the pharmacia, and the spirit of lust and homosexuality, pornography. Will anybody come into agreement with me and say we take authority over those spirits in the name of Jesus? We take authority over principalities over a region. I declare that no principality of homosexuality. Oh, come on. We set, are we the church? We set the bounds. We set the bounds. I place oh, glory. Come on, somebody get with me. I place a hedge around our children. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. Every lie that comes from the pit of hell, we curse it in Jesus' name and we send it back to hell where it belongs. We take authority by the blood. We cover our children. We cover our grandchildren in Jesus' name. We cover them in Jesus' name. You know what? I just pray that God just place a hedge around this region, that these spirits would be afraid to even enter here. Is anybody with me? Oh, glory. Is anybody? I'm just feeling that. That's not a, this. You know what? This ain't a sermon. I'm tired of delivering sermons. God wants you to hear a word. God said, is there a people that will rise up and hear a word? Oh, hallelujah. Watchmen. We need some watchmen to stand up. I was telling you about Lester Summerall. Where's Daniel? Daniel, get ready to come up and help me, pal. Lester Summerall. Has anybody saw the video where he was able to go? Appreciate that, man. He went into Smith Wigglesworth. Thank you, man. He went into Smith Wigglesworth's home. Has anybody ever seen that video? He talks about it. I'm sure you probably have, Justin. In England. And he said that Smith met him at the door, and Lester Summerall, Ducey, had a newspaper. He said, I had a newspaper under my arm. And he said, Smith said, no, you can't bring that in here. He wouldn't allow it into his home because of what? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm telling you, we have right up here in Lexington, Kentucky, one of the most liberal newspapers in the United States of America. I'm just going to preach the truth, the Lexington Herald Leader. Amen? Is anybody with me? Are we going to stand on the Word of God? Man, the Lord's just already taken over this world. It's just wrecked. But that's all right, ain't it? That's all right. I'm just declaring, don't get discouraged and don't look at darkness. If we will stand on the Word of God, revival is coming, awakening. I still believe that the third great awakening is still coming to America because God's going to reveal His power. God's going to show who He is through a people that's going to be united in prayer and through the Word and through fasting and going after Him. I believe it, Doris. I believe it. I believe it now more than ever. It's coming. It's coming. I said it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Get ready, church. Get your houses in order. Get your children in order. Get everything in order. Get your finances in order because God's going to show up. Oh, Jesus. Does anybody sense it? You say, Pastor, how can revival come when our nation is going in the direction it's going? The scripture, hear me. Noah preached righteousness. Noah built a boat. And listen, God floated that boat over top of darkness. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. Darkness covered the face of the earth. Noah preached righteousness and no one would hear. And darkness covered the face of the earth. But guess what? Noah and his family floated on top of the darkness in the boat that was made by the man of God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we're building a boat. We're building a boat. When we pray, when we fast, when we read his word, we're building a boat. And this thing's going to walk on water. It's going to float on top of everything that the enemy brings. It's going to be under our feet. I said, it's under our feet. We are the church, and the scripture says he's going to put every enemy under his feet. That's us. Oh, glory. Let me bring this to a close. It's time to speak up and not be silent. Amen. I hate it. I'm sorry. I hope I don't offend you. But I actually hate it when we're at a public gathering and something has happened and they'll say, let's pause for a moment of silence. I hate that. Somebody needs to walk up and say, Father in heaven,
yes. Come on.
Jehovah God, yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We're going to keep praying. And let me tell you something. Our prayer meetings may not always make you feel good. They may not always be. But listen, we're going to keep praying. And God's going to move. I said, God, are you hearing me? God's going to show up. Amen. In closing here. I'd been studying a lot for the last little while. For some reason, when I was a small child, and I heard, and it's really odd because I was listening to a message this week by Matt Petrie, which he'll be with us in October. It's going to be awesome. But and he mentioned this in his message. But I remember when I went to D.C. with you guys when I was a young boy. And I'm being honest with you. When we went to D.C., I saw all of everything. Do you understand that every building there has something about it? You know, you mentioned earlier the Liberty Bell. Did you know the National, the Washington Monument, National Mall, it's got in Hebrew where the sun comes up, the first thing it hits in the Washington, D.C., you can look out of the White House and see that. It's in Hebrew and it says, glory to God. You know, and of course you have the Ten Commandments all over our Supreme Court building and all those things. We saw all this stuff. But you know what stood out to me the most was the changing of the guard at the tomb of the unknown soldiers. That's what stood out to me the most. And Jacob just went on a school trip with college. He went as a chaperone with some young middle school students. And that's, he came back and he said, Dad, you know what stood out to me the most? The changing of the guard. The unknown soldiers. And you know what? These people is the old guard. And they have the sentinel. And what they stand for. And what the work that they put into this. And I promise you, if you're there and you put your foot over that rail or you laugh or say something, they'll call you out. They will tell you, you need to be respectful. Now, are we as a church, are we going to be that adamant in about what we believe? Amen? Are we going to stand for what's right Are we going to speak up? Come on, is anybody with me? Are we going to be a watchman? God's calling watchmen. I said he's calling watchmen. Not people that just wants a blessing. I'm trying to quit here. Not people that just wants to receive, get something from God. How many's ever, you have it's the neatest thing now. I'm just about done, I promise. But it's the neatest thing we have of caller ID. But how many's ever looked at one certain person's number on the phone, and every time the phone rings, if it's that number, you know they want something. It's all right. It's all right. I hope you don't feel that way about me.
Every time I see Carol on the phone.
It's not me, though. It's Wanda. And you say, okay, you know, you just automatically, I'm sorry, you think, what do they want? You know, is God that way with us? Okay. You know, I have to use the words of John F. Kennedy. What'd he say? That's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Can we have some people that say, God, I just want to do something for you. I want to be a watchman. You've blessed me so much. How many knows if he never blesses us again, we got it running out of our ears? How many say he's already, you've met your quota? How many ever say he's blessed you more than you deserve? Give me a hand, big hand clap of praise if you feel like he's blessed you more than you deserve. Let's stand on our feet. You guys are so awesome. It's time to march to a different drum. You guys are so awesome. Thank you for staying. How many of us are just going to stand in agreement? It's time to march to a different drum. Now, one more thing in closing. Here's what I'm believing. Here's my vision. Here's my vision. That the Spirit of God is going to be poured out in every church in this region, in every belief, in every denomination. This ain't about our Father's house. Here's what else I'm believing. How many remembers a man named Saul of Tarsus? Hear me. Saul went on the road to Damascus to go get Christians to persecute them. Christians, for what they believe today, are being mocked, persecuted. Can we believe as a church that there's going to be Muslims saved? And these Muslims are going to lead people to the man, Jesus. Come on now. That's the power that God has. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And he's going to reveal himself. Amen. Let's pray. I know this was an unusual message, but God spoke to us. All across the building. Father, let's repent. Father, forgive us. Jesus. Father, forgive us for just being complainers. And being critical, but not really doing anything for the kingdom of God to impact the kingdom of darkness. Woo! Jesus, God, make us prayer warriors. God, make us prayer warriors. We yield ourselves, we submit to the King. That's how you become a part of the kingdom. You submit to the King. Come on, right now, all across this room. Can we do that? Come on, let's submit to the King. Come on. Can we have some people submit to the King? Jesus is the King. How do you bring the kingdom to your home? How do you bring the kingdom to your life? You submit to the King. Woo, we submit to the King. Come on, church. Jesus. We submit to you, Jesus. We submit to the King. And Father, make us watchmen. Give us a spirit of discernment. It's a spirit of discernment. We can see every area that the enemy's trying to creep in. Stand guard. We stand guard. Hear this. That word, it's the Hebrew word shamar. And you got to hear this. Go home and read it in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15. When God gave Adam authority in the garden to keep it, he meant to watch over it, to protect it. We guard what you have, God, and what you've given us. Make us watchmen. Make us prayer warriors. If anybody would say that's me, I challenge you just to come this morning. Let's come. Jill, sing something. Thank you guys so much for standing with me. Thank you. If anybody, if you say I want to be a watchman, would you come this morning? She's going to sing. Come into this altar. Come on, just come on. If that's you, you're going to watch for your children. You're going to watch for your home. You're going to watch for your church. You're going to watch for your leadership. You're going to watch for your county. You're going to watch for your state. Come on, church.
For more information about Our Father's House or upcoming events, please log on to www.ourfathershouseky.org.